When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Get down. Jarrett Payton.
I hear my name again, and I'm like, who's calling me? So I look back at the people working, and it's not them. It's this guy that's sitting down right by the door, and he goes, Jarrett, man, I love you on The Score, man. It's so awesome. I was like, I'm going to be on at 9 o'clock. Tune in.
The Son of Sweetness.
One man, one career, one team for 200.
Walter Payton, 13 seasons for these. Deanna.
Who are the Chicago Bears?
The Bears, yes.
Sports anchor for WGN, former running back great.
Payton again, already two touchdowns. There it is. There's the touchdown. The Jarrett Payton Show today.
Jarrett Payton with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Always fun to talk to Jarrett Payton. He joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, Aturo.com. Jarrett, good morning. How are you?
Mully and Haw, good morning, fellas. How you guys doing?
Doing well, Jarrett.
You know, we're pleased the Bears won a game. More than anything else, we're very pleased that they got back to 500, and they've won now twice at home, and the quarterback doesn't throw picks at home. Great stuff.
Well, listen to this, Mully. I mean, just imagine if they just would play all their games down by the lakefront. They'd be 4-0 right now, man. They don't lose at home. But great. I'm here for watching Caleb's development. And for me, that's what's exciting. Each week he seems to keep getting better and better. And that's all you can hope for. And I know people have been on these airwaves over the last, you know, today and also yesterday as well. You know, you don't have the eye-popping stat numbers that everybody is hoping for when you look around the league as some of these other quarterbacks for Caleb. But the one thing is I feel good. No turnovers. You know, 157 yards, a touchdown. And to me, it might not be those crazy plays that make SportsCenter or whatever. But, I mean, the throw to DJ Moore was just a straight dime in the back of the end zone. I don't know how he even saw that with dudes like just all around him to make that throw. And he had another big throw to Cole Kmet up the middle. I mean, those are promising. I love seeing those. And hopefully this offense can keep going, keep finding balance. That's going to be on Shane Waldron to kind of put these guys in situations to be successful. My biggest issue is I got to give him credit. You guys, I'm giving him credit. I mean, second half, he established the run, committed to the run. He's got to find a way to get this offense going early. you can't be trying to play pickup. He does a great job coming out of the half and figuring out how to kind of change some stuff up. It needs to be more consistent from the start and getting this offense going so they can get in the rhythm.
And a young quarterback needs a running game. They ran for 131 yards, Jarrett. But as you point out, they need to continue to emphasize that. It'll benefit Caleb Williams. My question for you is from a running back perspective. We saw DeAndre Swift finally get some daylight and he ran to it. We saw Roschon Johnson used as a nice compliment. And I just wonder, because DeAndre Swift, he's not, Dave Wansett was here an hour ago and he said some things that pretty damning for a running back, saying he's gotten 2 yards where other guys would have gotten four when he runs between the tackles. What do you see when you see DeAndre Swift run? And through four games, how would you evaluate his success or failure?
Well, Dave, I just knew he was hearing a lot of the rumblings outside that locker room, just saying, you know, the money that he got to the fit in this offense, and a lot of people, you know, I don't know. I knew and saw what he did, especially in Philly, but that offensive line was totally, totally different. He's not a guy that wants to be able to run downhill. That's why you see a lot of those ISO plays and everything up going up the gut is given to Roschon Johnson, because he just runs hard in between those tackles. But what we did see early on in that game was a lot of running to the right. They felt like they had an advantage there, and to get him a little bit more space. And the hardest part is the first couple of weeks, those holes aren't there. He's dancing around kind of the backfield trying to figure it out. And some of that's what sometimes you have to do when guys are getting blown off the ball and they're kind of sitting in and where your read's supposed to go. But he is a guy that what I saw on Sunday is what I think of him. Get him in space, get him outside, get him to the edge, because he is quick, he is fast. He can get out there and find ways to get north and south. But I think it's the other intangibles with him when it comes to the passing game, of getting him out in space. And listen, the Rams were trying to give Caleb everything underneath. And hey, if they're going to do that, take it. And a guy like Swift can not only take a short little dump off pass, and we saw it, he can scat a little bit and get yards after catch. So he's not your power back. He's more of a little finesse guy, but it worked for him. Watching him on that touchdown run, I mean, came up, hopped over a defender, and the next thing you know, got north and south and got to the end zone. So it's been a mixed bag. I think early on, I still have that feeling, and I don't know if it's wrong, but I want to see more Roschon Johnson. I want to see him carry the ball a little bit more. Sometimes I think money, how much you're getting paid, determines that. Or also, if you're Khalil Herbert not being drafted by this regime, I'm not actually seeing any touches. So it's a little baffling to me. But that, I knew that was the case coming into this season, Dave, because there was that running back room was stacked. There was just a bunch of guys, and there's only one football to be carried, so it was going to be hard to get touches. But we know Roschon is drafted by this regime, and we know that Swift got paid. And so sometimes you're the odd man out, but more Roschon. And I want to see if DeAndre Swift can replicate this coming up into this Panthers game and finding ways. But getting him the ball in space is never a bad thing, because he can make things happen.
It's interesting, because I think that the Bears winning that game, getting the running game going a little bit, we've been speculating what are the weaknesses of this team, and one of them, you know, hey, don't pick up dumb penalties, don't get pre-snap penalties. And David pointed out their run defense is taking a step back this year.
Yeah, you got to find ways. I mean, that's the hard part. But also, too, Molly, I think it's we're going to start maybe seeing that slip even more if the offense can't hold up their end of the bargain, right? I mean, what we've been seeing is his defense, and we've all gave them a lot of compliments because of them keeping this team in the games. But the hardest thing is that they're on the field for a long time. And so when you're on the field for a long time, things happen. But yes, you got to get stronger at the point of attack. You got to find ways to be able to clog up some of those holes, and you're going to have to be able to stop the run a little bit more. But as much as of an issue that it is, Molly, I mean, I give credit to this defense for how they've been holding this team together. They are the backbone of this team this season. And it's been fun. It's been fun to watch, and watching guys like Jaquan Brisker have his best game as a Bear, and watching the swag that these guys have, you know, on that defense. Guys talking about they're going to make plays, like that last play with Matthew Stafford, like that first play, like who's going to get that pick? I love that attitude from this defense. They have to find ways to be able to hunker down just a little bit more and stop the run, and to give them some more opportunities to be able on the back end to create some more turnovers.
This segment with Jarrett Payton is brought to you by Great Clips. It's going to be great. All right, Jarrett, so this may sound absurd, but this is Chicago, and you worry about teams getting ahead of themselves and inflating the importance of one victory. How concerned are you about the Bears' ability to handle success going into a game they should win against the Panthers, coming off a victory they needed to have?
I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. Who's quarterback? The Red Rifle?
Yes.
Andy Dalton? Yeah, I'm good. I'm cool. You know, okay.
Okay.
I'm just saying, I don't think that they are, as the young kids would say, like, you know, kind of feeling themselves a little bit too much. I think they got a win against a beat up Rams squad, and listen, they took care of business. I think for them, it's that 24-hour mentality. You enjoy that win, and I think it's on to the next one. But we see the parity in this league, David. It is so tough, and that is coming from a guy that is betting on these games every week. You think you know you're going to, the Jets are definitely going to beat the Broncos. That doesn't happen. You know what I mean? Like, things just in this league. So every Sunday you step out onto the field, you got to bring your best. And to me, that comes with not only the guys inside that locker room, but it comes with the coaching. It comes with everybody kind of, Matt Eberflus and his squad being able to keep these guys in line and keep the blinders on. And fixing some of, to me, it's, can you fix, like Molly was talking about, the little tiny things? How you do the little things is how you do everything. That's my motto. I just told my son that this morning. So can you fix those penalties and stop shooting yourself in the foot going up against a Panther squad that you're 4.5-point favorites, right? Can you take care of business? To me, that will be, and if the offense can keep doing, like, take another step in the right direction, can Caleb keep going? Then after, we'll see the results after the game, but I feel like they're going to come into this game and handle business, especially at home. They just feel comfortable at home. They'll find ways to win at home, but you have to, as you go, got to be able to win on the road as well.
It's fascinating, really, to kind of look at this team in terms of the way the schedule plays out. So this is another game where they should be doing pretty well. And they got the game in London against Jacksonville, and they've yet to win a game. And you know, nothing's promised in the league, as you mentioned, with some of the upsets we've seen on a weekly basis. But this is a good stretch of schedule to kind of build yourself. Now, you know, you can argue about whether they should have won at Indy or whatever, but, I mean, they really need to take advantage of this particular portion the next 2 weeks.
Yeah, next 2 weeks are huge, Molly. But, I mean, who would have ever thought going into week four that we were going to be sitting here talking about a must win? And it's kind of crazy to think about. But you don't want to set yourself up being, you know, you'd rather be 2-2 going into week five. And so, yes, take advantage of this opportunity against the Panthers. Then the Jags overseas. I can't wait for this Commanders game, though. You know what I mean? Like, everything that you see.
Slow down, Jared.
But hold up. But listen, the other night I was in New Orleans shooting a show, Super Bowl show, and I'm watching Jaden Daniels throw like these dots. And so I was on the phone with one of my boys, Jason, and he was, I said, hey, man, I'm just going to tweet this out. I just want to see the reaction from Bears fans and just whatever. So I was like, man, Jaden Daniels is real. And if you guys could have seen he told me, don't do it, JP. Hey, I just wanted to see what people were going to say. And everybody jumping, we should have drafted Jaden Daniels. I told you, man, like, I didn't respond to anybody, but let's just pump the brakes. Let's watch this thing grow. And I think that's, that's the people's mindset and Bears fans' mindset if they were, because of the moves that Ryan Poles made on the offensive side with the skill position players, it looked like win now. Let's win now. We got this defense. Let's win now. That would have, to me, would have been the case if that offensive line was addressed the way that it should have. Then I could have been like, all right, yeah, playoffs, let's go. As of right now, it's like pump the brakes. And I've been saying this, you guys know, pump the brakes. Let's just watch the growth of this team week by week. And we'll see, let the chips fall where they may. This the NFC North is just, it's good football, grabs. Man. It's watching the Lions last night, I'm like, dude, like, that's a football team. They will run the ball at you. They'll do these trick plays. They got all this stuff. They got something special going. And who would have ever thought the Minnesota Vikings would be where they're at right now with Sam Darnold? So you want to be battle tested. You're going to go through this division. It's good that you don't start play that into the back half of this season. But as of right now, the Bears can only take advantage of what's in front of them. And right in what's in front of them is a Panthers team that they should beat.
So let's talk about the punter for a moment. I wonder if the fact
that— Come on. I have never got so excited, David Hall, from watching. Like, you thought going— Devin Hester said he was so good that people would go to a game to watch him. And normally during punts and kickoffs, they would get up to go to the bathroom. But he said that some people would go to the bathroom on themselves just because they wanted to watch him. That's how I feel about my boy TT.
I hope it doesn't get to that extreme, Jarrett. But I understand the sentiment.
That was the best sound bites that I got from Devin Hester. But that's how I feel about Torrey, man. Well,
can he be too good? Look, the first time, nobody's going to diminish what he meant to the Bears. He punted the first time. It was 4th and 2 with the 44-yard line. The better he is, does it make the offense that more timid? Because are you not going for it on 4th and short? Because around the league, you look at the numbers, and I wonder how this is going to shape up. The Bears are going to be more reluctant to go for it on 4th and short than they will be if they didn't have a punter.
So the punter is a bad thing.
No, not
That's
a bad
what
thing.
What you implying?
I'm implying, and I'm wondering. I'm getting him. If I can ask a question, Jesus, guys, let me finish a sentence.
Why don't you load up your question a little,
Jarrett? Will the Bears be more conservative on 4th down because they have a weapon as a punter?
Man, I would make me think a little bit more, David, but I mean, it's all about the game flow and you got to figure it out. But to have a weapon like that is, I mean, it's phenomenal because he can flip the field, and it's crazy to watch and to like hear. I mean, watch him in college, but then you're like, okay, like, I remember people would always talk, but you rarely do people talk about kickers and punters. Like, all you never hear that. But to be a guy that comes out and does it, and now can he do it more consistently? Because all eyeballs are going to be on him. For me, it all depends on situation and what all the numbers, right? If I can figure out this is going to be good for my offense, I think that's what more offensive coordinators are going to go with, the analytics. But man, if you got a punter like that, why not be able to use him to pin him down and to help your offense out a little bit more if your defense is that strong? So if he keeps doing what he's doing, yeah, it might spark a little bit more of a thought in what the offenses do moving forward.
If Dan Campbell had him last year, he'd have gone to the Super Bowl.
Boy, I'm telling you, I am. Can he play offensive line too? Do you think he can play guard? Maybe
he
no.
Can do anything.
Why don't you tweet that out? Ask a question.
Yeah,
let's see the responses.
I bet you it goes viral. I bet you. #Bears.
#Bears.
You're the best, Jarrett. Thank you, buddy.
Thanks, Jarrett.
Hey guys, see you later.
I can't believe you asked that question.
What's wrong with that question?
That question is the punter is too good, so he's ruined the.
No, it's not. That wasn't the question. But that's okay if you interpret it that way.
You hurt my feelings.
That's all right. Right now, be the sixth caller to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. You can win a $120 gift card for the Jumanji virtual reality experience, the Jumanji VR experience at Wonderverse in Oak Brook.
He's a good punter, and he's worth the pick.
God, nobody said he wasn't.
You fight it.
Listening's a skill.
He's ruined them. Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 6-7 to the Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best.
What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through, you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's time for Pitch Hit and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Give the kids in your community a chance to flex their superpowers, and they could earn a trip to the national finals of the 2025 World Series presented by Capital One. So go ahead, be the one who powers their dreams, and sign up to host the local Pitch Hit and Run event. It's a free and fun way to promote baseball, softball, and your organization. To learn more, go to pitchhitrun.com.
I mean, we've got to get better, man. Like the team we're chasing is 10 games ahead of us. You got to get better, and we should try to be building 90 win teams here. I mean, you know, like that's like what you have to do to, you know, that's a playoff standard. I mean, that's what you got to get to be safely in the playoffs, right? Safely in the tournament. So from that perspective, you know, we got a ways to go.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670. The score, that is the voice of Craig Counsell. And today, during Bernstein and Harris show, you can tune in at 11 to hear Jed Hoyer's end-of-season press conference. He will address the Cubs season. So that is that's good stuff. That is fun stuff. It is also the start of the playoffs today.
Yeah. I want to hear from Jed, though, because I need to hear what the Cubs plan to do to get to the playoffs.
Mm-hmm.
So we're not talking about another October a year from now where they're explaining why they're not in it. That's tiresome. They haven't won a playoff game since 2017. They haven't been there far too long. 2020 doesn't feel like it even counted, and I know it did. So I want to hear from Jed today. What is the plan? How does he feel about his manager essentially saying what he said, what we just heard there, putting the pressure on him, putting the pressure on Tom Ricketts, and how aggressive will they spend to supplement a team that seems to be stocked and they have talent, but they have people blocked as well. How do you change the outcome? Because 2 years in a row, you have had 83 victories. You change managers, but that's a five one that's $8 million a year, right? That's what Craig Counsell earns. It's an expensive treadmill. You're running in place. You're running in place. Are you better this year right now than you were a year ago?
I will say they are. And the only reason I say that is that Pete Crow Armstrong took a step forward. Michael Bush took a step forward. Presumably they'll get better. And I think that their bullpen can only get better because they had problems in it and they had injuries in it. And I think that
Bush and PCA are great points.
They should be better moving forward.
Bullpen scares me year to year because it's so volatile.
Of course.
You can't predict that. But I do think that you can predict and project what you've said about PCA and Bush as being assets. Yep. They're getting better.
Yep.
Okay, I'll buy that. That's a good answer.
Okay.
That's a good answer. I want to know then the next step.
Yeah, what more do they do?
You're not a 90-win team.
Yeah, you got to get a starting pitcher in here, and you got to listen. You know, I don't know how good some of these young players are, and I don't know how long it will take for them to make an impact. I wouldn't count on that. I would count on improving my team, going out and spending money to improve my team, and then having the bonus of young guys coming up.
Good point. To do that, to spend money or to change that, make sure that you're not counting on young guys coming up, you've got to change the dynamic of your team. You got a right fielder in Suzuki and a left fielder in Happ that have no trade clauses. Are they going to waive them? Are you going to ask them to waive them? Cody Bellinger, is he coming back? And if so, where? Because PCA can handle center field, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Cody Bellinger is your right fielder. More than your DH, because he's an asset in the outfield. So yeah. He's your right fielder. How do you change the makeup of this group without making some sort of massive alteration? Is Nico Horner the biggest trade bait that you have? The best player that you could get to get something different in here? I don't know. I'd hate to see him traded. I really would.
I would too. I think what's weird is there are a bunch of guys, just guys that are floating around that are probably heading out that because they don't fit. You know, Miles Mastroboni, Nick Madrigal. There are guys that are part of the team that mm-hmm. don't seem to have a spot on the team right now. Is that a weird way?
Because of the youth that is on the way.
But also
and also because they just outlived their usefulness.
And there are some contracts you can't get rid of.
You can't get rid of, right.
Right.
So that's Jed Hoyer, 11 o'clock, looking forward to that. You're right about the playoffs. Your Padres don't play until tonight.
Thank you, buddy.
They play against the Braves at 7:38. They're yours. Yeah. You adopted them. Before that, we've got three games, Mully. It's fun. Starting with the action, and I should correct myself. I said that Dylan Cease did not lead the majors in strikeouts because Chris Sale did. That was the National League. Of course, Tariq Skubal from the Tigers led the majors with 228 strikeouts. They play the Astros, your Astros, at 1:30 today, Central Time. So that's the first one.
Remember, they just lost a series to the Sox.
They did, I know.
I'm just saying. I'm not picking them. Okay?
Heyman said they had momentum. I didn't want to correct him. They did lose to Grady Sizemore's team.
Sorry.
Royals and Orioles after that, 3:08 first pitch on the four-letter network. Mm-hmm. We've got Cole Reagans against Corbin Burns. Corbin Burns. That's the guy that...
He's coming here.
He's coming to Chicago, according to Bruce.
Yeah.
Bruce said that. And then the third game is the Miracle Mets in Milwaukee without Craig Counsell. Pat Murphy's crew, the Brew Crew, Freddy Peralta pitching for them against Luis Severino for the Mets. That game is at 4:30.
Yep.
All these weird start times. It's great because there's baseball all day long.
Yeah, that's fun.
That's fun.
That's a good thing to see.
And then tonight, as I said, your Padres and the Braves. Mully picked the Padres to win it all. That could be a good, sneaky pick.
Why are you picking on me?
I'm not picking on you. I think it's a good pick. I wish I would have done that. I had to stick with my Phillies that I picked in April.
You didn't have to do anything. Hey, today is, I believe, Tuesday. Saturday will be the 23rd birthday for a certain 6'6", 315-pound defensive tackle named Jervon Dexter. That's his 23rd birthday. I only mention him because he's got a few sacks already on the year. He's hopefully having a breakout year. He was the guy that was drafted after the trade of one Roquan Smith.
Mm-hmm.
Well, him and Noah Sewell, but we're not talking about him right now.
So Jervon Dexter's off to a pretty good start.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's all.
And some pretty good metrics.
In his second year.
Yeah. He's somebody who's coming into his own. He's got a birthday coming up.
Yeah.
We're planning ahead. That's good.
Why not mention him?
That's great.
Speaking of football.
Yeah, speaking of football, I think Jervon Dexter is one of those guys that had to have a good start and has backed that up, and he has emerged. You trust him. Trust him in the three technique spot next to Andrew Billings. What they need to do better is stop the run as well as they did last year. But I think that it was Brad Biggs. Biggsy had a pretty good point. I think it was a Monday morning about why the run defense has struggled maybe relative to last year's success. They don't have the same depth that they had. They also don't have the same responsibility or style of player at the defensive tackle spot. With Justin Jones and Andrew Billings, you had two guys who were more likely to be called cloggers, mm-hmm. right? Cloggers, mm-hmm. run cloggers, run stuffers. Jervon Dexter, not necessarily that guy. More explosive, maybe with a better burst, and maybe somebody's going to get to the quarterback, but not somebody who's going to plug a hole, occupy an offensive lineman, maybe more susceptible against the run.
312-644-6767. Rojo is in Glendale Heights. Hello, Rojo.
Hey, Mully Hall, how you guys doing this
Good.
Morning?
Good. All right.
Yeah, you made a great point about Torrey Taylor. He is a great punter, you know, and basically the Bears is going to need him this year because during the game against the Rams had the ball 33 minutes and only punted one time.
Right. And Torrey Taylor punted, what did he punt, 5 times? And if you look at the numbers, the Bears' winning percentage went up every time he punted, believe it or not. Isn't that crazy?
You mean the win total? The
win projection.
During the game?
During the
Don't
game.
Don't you hate – I hate that.
I hate that. Well, it doesn't –
He punted 5 times.
It doesn't meet your requirement of fourth down damage.
Well, no. That's a different thing. I don't like watching the number change with a punt.
Yeah, I don't.
Oh, well, it's just down to 78.4. Well,
gosh. If someone has a bad punt.
I better have a drink.
Well, I do think it's interesting that he was aiding their win possibility.
5 punts, 55.4 average, 3 inside the 20. 1 questionable decision at the beginning of the game. That's all.
Let's try Don. Don's on the west side. Hey, Don.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen. Excuse me. I just want to say, with Shane Waldron, I know the conversation earlier was about DJ Moore. I still want to just say, man, consistently, and I hope he's in a car next to somebody listening to the show, man. Like, stop trying to reinvent the wheel. You know, all you need is, to me, is 3 yards on first and second down. Once again, get to 3rd and 4. 3rd and 4, you can create any kind of play, quick slant, whatever, RPO, whatever, to get a first down, man. I look at Jared Goff going 18-18. I know that's hard to do in the NFL, but look at the play calling. What did they do special? What did they do fancy? Nothing.
Right.
All they did was run the ball, open up, and take what was given to them. Man, it was skinny posts. It was flies. They did the little fancy fake Philly special. But, I mean, even that was basic. That play been around for years. So, I mean, it's just building off the fundamentals. Don't come out trying to be the greatest show on turf. You know, just come out, build off the basics, and move on from there. And I think that'll simplify everything for your quarterback. And, you know, you can build. You know, you can build his confidence and everything. But, okay, all right, guys.
Thanks, Don.
Thanks, Don. Good advice.
Yep, very sound.
Keep it simple, Shane. That's the KISS principle. Keep it simple, Shane.
Is it supposed to be keep it simple, Shane?
You can read into it anything you want to.
Uh-huh.
I said Shane.
Okay.
Keep it simple, Shane.
That's a new word.
I think that
Shane equals, yeah.
Tomorrow, they're going to gather. The leadership council is going to adjourn convene before they adjourn. And they're going to say, all right, the message this week, Mercedes, what say you this week, oh, soothsayer?
Why does that pain me so much?
Keep it simple, Shane.
Oh, man.
And then he's going to go tell his podcast audience. He's going to tell the assembled media.
God.
And he's going to tell everybody, hey, guess what I told Shane Waldron this week? That could be a segment on his podcast.
That pains me.
What I told Shane this week.
Oh, my gosh.
Please, he's very open.
Don't tell me.
Was he this open in Green Bay?
Probably not.
I can't imagine Aaron Rodgers would go for that.
Yeah, he was probably kept quiet. but now he's allowed to exercise whatever demons he may have. Gee.
Got the game ball. He got a game ball for that.
I mean, he got a game ball because he played forever, not because he embarrassed the coach.
Big dog is unmuzzled in Chicago.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, let's hope that it's let's muzzle up this week. What do you think? They won a game.
I don't know.
Let's calm down with the torment of the offensive coordinator. Who am I kidding? I mean, I'm willing to go after the guy, too. Let's go. How about Dave telling us that DeAndre Swift isn't the guy?
That was pretty candid.
That was very bold.
And you don't hear football guys, football coaches, be that direct in saying something that specific.
Yeah, it was something.
DeAndre Swift, for people that might have missed it, because Dave was here between 7:45 and 8:20, he said that DeAndre Swift was getting 2 yards where some guys would get four. That's indicting.
That's really something to say. He named the other two guys.
Roschon Johnson and Khalil Herbert, who happened to be the backups to DeAndre Swift.
Am I the only one who sees that? Oh, boy, no. I think we all understand what you said anyway.
I think that Dave was pretty
It was very
direct.
Bold. Yep. All right, we've got Dan Bernstein. We've got Marshall Harris, thanks be to God. And we'll talk to them next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.